بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that we should not make zulm upon any person, and if we have done, then we should rectify it, make up for it. And this is really hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people. People also, all people, all the time we are living people as we are sitting here now too. We are sitting around people, and everyone has got rights over us. And we also have got rights, but we should be concerned of fulfilling the rights of other people. That is a very, very important aspect. And the hadith that we had read, that Hazrat Anas radiallahu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, they were discussing about Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's farewell pilgrimage. It is called farewell pilgrimage because it was the last Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that he had passed away. And they were saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was amongst us, and we did not know anything much about Hajjatul Wada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and after that he read the important part, a very important part. He discussed about Dajjal, and he also told that every Nabi warned his Ummah about Dajjal. Right from the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he also informed his Ummah and warned them. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said he also warns us against Dajjal and all the fitna, the tests and trials of Dajjal. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave certain aspects here, and many, many ahadith which ulama have compiled and written books upon the Dajjal. But here one aspect which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had explained, that there are things which you don't know about him now, but when he appears, then you will know and you will understand. One of the things is that the Dajjal is a'awar. That is, his eyes are not correct, squint, or whatever deficiency he has got with his eyes. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will claim to be Allah ta'ala. And know well that Allah ta'ala, his eyes are everything. Allah is perfect and most beautiful in every way. And his one eye, his right eye is like a grape, his eye is like that, it is sticking out like that. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which is relevant to our subject here, and that is hukukul ibad. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, listen, open your ears and listen properly. Inna ma harrama alaykum. Allah ta'ala has made haram upon you the blood of one another and the wealth of one another. So you cannot take anyone's blood and you cannot take anyone's wealth wrongly. It must be according to hukuk and according to rights. What the rights of a person are, somebody gives you as a gift, you can take but you can't steal. For example, if you are eating at a place, like it happens quite commonly, like Hifz Khatam or the Jalsa Khatams of madrasas, etc. People eat there, they have the full right to eat, but they are not permitted to take food away from there. But there are many people who do take food away from there. So like that, all things what are related to one another, we should be very careful that we are not destroying the rights of other people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the honor, ka hurmati yawmikum hadha, as the honor of this day is, that is the day of Arafat, fi baladikum hadha, in this place in Arafat, fi shahrikum hadha, and in this month of yours, Dhul Hijjah, all great and very, very important and very significant occasion. So like all that has honor and greatness in your heart, remember the blood of one another, the wealth of one another, in short, hukukul, very important. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended it, and we will carry on from there inshallah, where Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then asked, Ala hal ballaghtu, that tell me very, listen very carefully and tell me that this message that which Allah had sent me with, have I conveyed it to you or not? Have I fulfilled the rights of it or not? So yeah, the message for us is that we should be very careful and we should see the importance of hukukul ibad and the rights of fellow people, and that we go out of our way to fulfill the rights of people. And wherever we have done wrong, to try and make up for it. And the very least is to make dua to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us conscious of our whole deen. We are not properly conscious of our namaz also. And then all hukukul ibad, etc., especially in business transactions, where we do a lot of wrong things, Allah Ta'ala guide us and forgive us and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.